Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
For the 2 weeks holiday I went on recently, I decided it would be a good idea to rent a car for most of the 2 weeks. But before that, prior to that, I borrowed my father's car to do a little practice driving because I hadn't driven for 2.5 years, which is a long time to stop driving for. And the last time I did drive was when my girlfriend visited England 2.5 years ago, and I picked her up from the airport and took her back to the airport and maybe drove to a park or something. So I don't know, that was like a combined time altogether of about 2 hours of driving or something like that, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, I don't know. And then before that, maybe I hadn't driven for a year or something. So it's sort of like 3.5 years of not driving with a little tiny bit of driving in the middle. I think I needed to practice, and that's why I borrowed my father's car. And it was a weird feeling getting back onto the road, getting back behind the wheel of a car. It was sort of familiar and yet very strange at the same time. It's like I hadn't forgotten how to drive. We all drive manual cars over here. Some people might have automatics, but they are rare. Almost everyone drives a manual car. And I hadn't forgotten how to do it. It was just a bit like not fresh in my mind. I don't know how to describe it. It's like I could drive the car, I could choose the right gears, I could balance the clutch correctly. And like driving on the road, this bit's hard to explain, but when you're driving on the road, you have this sort of like knowledge that you pick up. It's like behavior of cars. You can read the behavior of cars, you can predict it. And what they're going to do, and that kind of knowledge, and like knowledge about when to go and when to wait, and how to use roundabouts or certain road signs and things like that. All of that knowledge, I hadn't used any of this for so long, and it was all a bit like a bit locked away. Like locked away in the back of my mind, well, not locked away, stashed away, like put there for later. So I could remember it, but I think it's this, but I'm not sure it's this. I think you do this, but I'm not sure you do this. So the first few times my father was sitting with me in the car, just making sure I was doing everything okay. But really, the surprising thing for me was how good I was at driving after such a long break. Because I thought I'd be a lot worse, to be honest, after such a long break. But no, I sort of just jumped in the car, started it up, started driving on the roads, and it was a bit like sloppy, like not perfect, you know, a bit messy, but it wasn't too bad, to be honest. And then like the second time I did it, it got a bit tidier, a bit neater, a bit more perfect. And the third time I did it, it was even better. And that was it, really. But and then after that, I got a hire car, and I was driving every day. And I drove some, it's quite long journeys, like 4 hours, I think, from my house, from Birmingham to the Lake District. It's about 4 hours, 4.5 hours or something. I don't know. But yeah, quite long journeys, driving every day. And it just became natural again, completely natural. Like, it just felt like I hadn't stopped driving at all. And just driving without thinking about it. Just, you know, just, what can you say? Like it's become a part of you, you know, when you're doing something, you don't even have to think about it. And it sort of reminded me of languages, to be honest. I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you've not studied. Like, you should have been studying, something happened. Maybe something happened in your life and you couldn't study for like a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever. I've had that experience before. And when I come back to it, I think before I come back to it, I'm always worried, like, oh no, what's going to happen now? I know that my Japanese ability is going to be so much worse than it was before. I don't think I'm going to be very good at it. And it's going to take me a long time to get back to where I was. But I think what I found in the past, or what's happened in the past, is that I've started studying again. And yes, I'm not as good as I was before, but I'm not so bad, to be honest. And after, like, I don't know, a day or two of studying, I just feel like I'm back to where I was. I don't know if everyone's had the same experience, but I think I'm really surprised by how much, like, by what, sort of like by how well your brain works, by how much it can remember, and just a little bit of prompting, a little bit of practice, and you can be sort of like, you can carry on from where you left off from. You know, you can pick up where you left off. Which is good news, because I haven't been studying for the past 2 or 3 weeks. I've been getting prepared for my girlfriend to come over, and then I've just been on holiday for the past 2 weeks. And I've not done any studying. No. I've decided no studying for me. I don't want to waste my time studying. Well, it's not a waste of time, but I mean, I wanted to spend all my time with my girlfriend, and didn't want to shut myself in a room and study Japanese or anything like that. Having said that, we were talking in a mixture of English and Japanese, so there's some practice there. But I did try to speak more English than Japanese for her. Because she's in England, because she has to speak English, and like when she speaks to my family, it's good if she speaks English. Well, she needs to speak English, she can't speak Japanese to my family. So I did try to speak more English than Japanese, but I did get a bit of practice as well. So I haven't completely stopped studying for 2 months, but the routine has gone, and routine is a hard thing to get back into, and that's what I need to do now. Now that she's gone, I need to get back into that routine. So far, I've sort of done it. I've sort of like eased myself into it, gently got back into it. So like I'm starting to listening to podcasts again, but I need to do I need to start looking at Anki again to do my vocabulary study. I definitely need to start reading again, because I know that if I don't do all three at the same time, I don't really learn that well. I don't really progress that well. It's fun just listening to podcasts, but I definitely need to read and study vocabulary at the same time. I'm sure that's the same for everyone, to be honest, because, you know, listening only is just listening only, isn't it? If you're just listening, you're just practicing listening. You need to practice reading as well, and also learning vocabulary. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, if you've had a break, if you've got out of routine, if something stopped you from studying, don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. It's not such a big problem. And when you can, just, you know, when you've got a bit of time, just get back into it. Just start. Starting is the hardest thing, I think. Starting studying again. But just do a little bit, and maybe the next day a little bit more, and you'll get back into the routine. And you'll probably find that you're better than you thought you were going to be. Like, that the break hasn't been such a big problem for you. Like it was with my driving. 2.5 years, no driving. And then I'm just in a car on the road, and it's pretty much fine. And I think languages can be like that too. So today's episode, not so much about my holiday yet. And the reason is that my girlfriend is catching up, listening to these podcasts. And she said, I've been doing a lot about like English studying lately, and she enjoyed listening to it. So I thought I'd do one more episode about that, and then jump onto some details about my holiday, like some stories about what I got up to, that kind of thing. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.